Greetings in the name of the one who shows up where we are. Amen. So do you remember 4 years ago, during the month of December, when a rash of thefts of baby Jesus made national news? Across the country, churches and businesses with outdoor manger scenes were finding that somehow they were missing one crucial element, Jesus. Perhaps there was little else to cover, but the New York Times investigated these baby Jesus thefts with this headline: How to Keep Baby Jesus in the Manger, Bolts, Cameras, and Tethers. Some churches, as the New York Times reported, even put GPS monitors on baby Jesus. It's true. The Times article began thrillingly in this way: Away in a manger on Bethlehem's public square, a woman approached a statue of the baby Jesus one dark December night. Then she stole it. Apparently, this missing baby Jesus belonging to the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania City Hall was found by the local police. Unfortunately, it had been damaged in the abduction. I know, its leg had to be glued back on. Poor baby Jesus. Perhaps the number of thefts is what turned the ear of the Times in 2018, but the thefts happen yearly. Where is Jesus? Well, in 2008, using GPS tracking, the Wellington, Florida sheriff's deputies found him face down on the carpet of a Florida apartment. Poor baby Jesus. Some places took to bolting baby Jesus to the ground. In West Bend, Wisconsin, after baby Jesus had been stolen and replaced twice from a city crash, they took to plastering baby Jesus to the manger, sticking him in there, and bolting all the sheep and wise men to the ground. That'll do it. Similar things happened in Tennessee and Minnesota and West Virginia. Leaders installed surveillance or considered surrounding the manger scenes with plexiglass. The pastor of Emmanuel Baptist in Parkersburg, West Virginia, took a different approach, however. After baby Jesus and a donkey were taken from the yard of the church he serves, he started asking for donated replacements. The Times article ended with his words: My thought is, hey, if they steal that one, we'll keep putting it out. I can't think of a better way to keep the message, to get the message of Christmas out, than for people to keep taking Jesus home. Yeah. Someone who shared a recent scripture study with me worked for a time as a chaplain at a Catholic hospital. She shared the story of being asked to set up manger scenes around the hospital, and dutifully she started the task. But she couldn't find any baby Jesuses anywhere. Seems to be a perennial problem. I think someone shared with me that they found baby Jesus one season in the kindling. She looked and looked. After a while, she started asking around, where is baby Jesus? Finally, a Catholic sister who volunteered at the hospital answered her question in this way: Baby Jesus is where baby Jesus always needs to be. Apparently, the routine at the hospital was for the baby Jesuses to spend some time at another building before being set up in the building where the chaplain worked. Baby Jesus is always where baby Jesus needs to be, regardless of how he is treated, with one leg or none, or face down on a carpet. We can't lock Christ down or keep Christ captured in the way we prefer, under plexiglass or surveillance or by GPS monitoring. Christ comes and goes as Christ will. And the message of Christmas is that Christ comes to us. Perhaps not in the controlled way that we expect, nailed to the ground, but as we need. I can't think of a better way to get the message of Christmas across than for people to keep taking Jesus home. And I'll end with a poem that may be a way that Jesus comes home with us in our own lives. Jesus comes to us where we are and as we need. It's a poem by Wendell Berry called Remembering That It Happened Once. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought as we go out cold to our barns, toward the long night long night's end. That we ourselves are living in the world it happened in when it first happened. That we ourselves opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there. Foreknown, the child bedded in straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief he scarcely can believe, in light that lights them from no source we see. In April morning's light, the air around them joyful as a choir. We stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world that is this world. The pale daylight coming just as before. Our chores to do, the cattle all awake. Our own frozen breath hanging in front of us, and we are here, as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we knew it not. Amen. May join us in the hymn of the day, printed in your bulletin.